I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're closing the book on buck season, but the deer hunting in West Virginia still very much open in the days to come. We'll talk about antlerless hunting season coming up right after this. West Virginia's antlerless hunting season used to be a week that followed buck season, and that was it. But over the years, the DNR has drastically altered when we kill antlerless deer. Gary Foster is game management supervisor at DNR.
We've definitely modified the season by in a couple different ways. Of course, adding additional days, additional opportunity for hunters to get out and harvest antlerless deer. And in addition to that, we have... There's about four different splits of the season, with 3 days starting back there in October, which was something new there a couple years ago, and then we've got a couple weeks that runs concurrent with the buck firearm season, and then we have a three-day season that'll open on December 18th and run through the 20th, and then go out for a little while and then reopen on the 29th of December and run through the 31st.
Some counties still have the concurrent season open right now. For others, that traditional season's clipped down to a three-day hunt week after next. Foster says they've adapted because the harvest of does is critical to what they're trying to do.
The antlerless season is extremely important. I mean, about 75% of our doe harvest or an antlerless harvest come from the antlerless firearm season, and the additional 25% of our female harvest comes from the muzzleloader and archery season. So the majority of our harvest does for does and for the female segment comes from the antlerless firearm season.
So where are they with the success of those harvest objectives?
It's really a mixed bag. In certain counties, we are below harvest objectives or population objectives. In some counties, we are about where we want to be. But we still have numerous counties that our deer population exceeds where we would like to see it, and a lot of those counties are over in the northern part of the state or over toward in the western counties over along the Ohio River.
And Foster admits, yes, they know the high country is struggling in deer numbers.
You're exactly right. The deer populations are not what they used to be in the Randolph, the higher elevation, Pendleton, Randolph, especially in the higher mountain counties, the National Forest country. And, a lot of that is really associated with change of habitat.
Just remember, you need a Class N stamp, which you can buy at any of your licensed retailers or online at wvhunt.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.